shit and don't have nobody to help him.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that he's having a mental illness issue.
Who gives a fuck? Like, bro, you like...
My God.
Because what? Because I don't listen. I don't understand bipolarness. Whatever.
Oh, I know. I don't have bipolar. I dated somebody with bipolar before. That was some scary shit.
But like, what? You don't know that you're in an episode to get out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but so. It, but I mean, but once you recognize that you have a problem like that, there's medicines for stuff like that.
Would you like a donut?
You want to have a donut with this right here? So I'm sitting there like.
We have like 10 of them.
You remind me of my sister. Why? Like, every time she comes, I come over, she's like, you want a cookie? Like, you want a juice? Like, my mom's like that, though. Like, you go in there, you walk around, like, walk away, like, 15 pounds heavier than when you walk through the door or something like that.
It's just thrown in my mind. But go ahead. So you dated somebody who was bipolar?
I dated somebody
that was bipolar. Tell us about that experience.
Are we recording now?
We are.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you did a me. Oh, wow. Okay, I got you. This was in my early 20s. I was in the military. She was in the military.
You guys were the same age?
No, she was a little bit younger than I was. And she had the same issue. She ended up getting diagnosed that she was bipolar. So what ended up happening was, it'll be days where, like, how me and you are sitting there talking right now. I could come over and we could be hanging out. And then da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, you know, everything was good. Then the next thing you know, she'll be like, you went in the refrigerator and you took out the juice. Like, what were you doing? And at first, I used to think that she was joking. I was like, girl, talk about the juice. Then she was like, I told you, I took my fucking juice. And it was just, it was flip. And then, but then, it, like, 10 minutes later, she'd be like, oh, baby, we're going. I'm like, look at her like, what the hell? And we're laughing about it, but it was like, it was scary because it was like, you know, we could be out doing something and she would just go. And it'd be like a trigger or something like that.
Was she on medication or she didn't know that she was bipolar?
She eventually, people know how black people just automatically, you know how we're not big on the mental health thing or whatever. Right. So eventually she started having problems with her career in the military. Mm. So they ended up getting her diagnosed. Mm. So she had to start taking medication and stuff like that. She went to go see a psychiatrist and they was like, that she had this issue. Mm. And like with me, with my allergy to shellfish, she eventually heard, when she talked to her mother about it, her mother eventually told her, she was like, yeah, it runs in our family. Oh, she wow. thought that I hoped that it would skip you, but it right. didn't skip her.
So her mom has bipolar
too? No, it's one of them generational skips. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so it
like,
does skip.
So it's like her grandmother
right.
had it, her mom didn't have it, she had it.
Right.
And she was like, and then I think it was crazy because the mom actually told her like the story that she had to go through, you know what I'm saying, when she was growing up. Like her mom would be like happy one minute, sad the next minute.
Wow.
You know, luckily her dad stuck with her, but she like it took a toll on her, you know.
Yeah,
it,
I can imagine.
It took a toll on her. So she was like, the mom was like, I was praying that it never happened to you.
But, I mean, you look at Kanye, like you and I were talking about, can you imagine somebody doing all this stuff in public?
That is the worst part. I think that's the thing that, you know, unfortunately with the Twitter age we have right now, where you can get on in 140 characters, ruin your whole life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now Kanye he's had his breakdown with Kim and her mother, and I fucking hate her mother.
Why?
I hate the thought of what, you know, the mom is, because there was like all sorts of things talking about what Kanye and Kim talking about divorce forever. That's just the mom.
You think so?
I think the mother is horrible. Wow. Like, okay, so for the listeners out there, matter of fact, we're not really listening, but we're talking right now. So yeah. Listeners, you in the moment. If you know about the Kim Kardashian sex tape, right? Okay, so the story, okay, you remember when Patterson put a sex tape out and it just blew up and she had all kind of stuff going on. So remember, no one knew who Kim Kardashian was at the time. Mm. And she did a little sex tape. The rumor is, and I firmly believe it, is that the mother knew about the tape and was like, listen, you know what I'm saying, if you release, you know, let it get released or whatever, then it could happen with what happened with Paris. And it did. Because you think about this, the tape came out.
Yeah.
And then if they know she got the TV show and then everything took off or whatever. And that was actually one of the things where Kanye was talking about, because you remember Kim had did Playboy. And so if you think about it in that respect, what mother would tell her daughter to release something like that is so intimate? You know what I'm saying? whether however you think about it, that's like, no. You know, and then tell your daughter to do like, you know, play. Well, I'm not knocking it, but, and it's funny because of Kim Kardashian with her horrible head job, end up launching her familiar empire. You know what I'm saying?
I think the sex tape, I mean, the Playboy is different because it's a business.
Everybody does Playboy.
But yeah, and then it's a business.
I would do Playboy. I'll do Playgirl, you know what I'm saying?
If somebody would pay for it.
Yeah, somebody would pay for it, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not paying for it.
If I got rid of his gut, you know what I'm saying? I'll do Playgirl. I have nothing to hide, you know?
Ooh. I feel like she's her manager, so that's a business move. So you take your mom hat off. Me and my mom, we have conversations all the time, and I'm like, take your mom hat off. You're my friend right now. Like, let's really talk. Mm-hmm. And so, and as well as when you're grown, I feel like once you're grown, it's not about mom and daughter. It's about now we're peers or friends, so to speak. I still respect you, but we're friends. And if and in their case, she's her manager, so I'm not. You're she's not
momager.
Right, you're not here to be a mom and be like, well, sweetie, you know, you're here to be my manager and to make me money and to get me deals. It's up to me to.
Will I decide to accept it or not?
Right.
So, and, so if I had, if you had a daughter, your daughter came to you and said, listen, mom, I did a sex tape. And your mom was like, hey, we can get paid off of that.
I feel like, well, see, I feel like it's just how you feel about your body. Like, Vernon and I talk about that all the time, like, especially with people sending pictures of each other, et cetera, and stuff getting leaked. But I'm like, you've seen one naked body, you've seen them all. I mean, you have. Granted, you might not be attracted to certain shapes, sizes, whatever, but...
It's basically the same dimension.
Right. You know, I mean, everybody, you know, has basically the same thing. So I feel like in today's age, it's not a big deal. Like... All I know is, if my sex tape got leaked or something, I hope I was doing a good job, which I know I was doing a good job, because I know what tape it was.
You know what tape it was?
Like, I do. I don't know where it is.
Hold on, you actually made one?
I did.
I made one, too. I made several.
I don't even know where it is. Let me ask my friend real quick.
I made
that's
several.
That's the crazy
and shit. It's crazy, but that's what I'm saying, because when I saw the sex tape, okay, no, the sex tape comes in, like, parts.
I just saw a little snippet.
It's actually like an hour long tape, but they got it cut into parts.
Yeah.
So if you're going to Pornhub right now, you can get part one, part two, part three, part four. You can get the full part to it or whatever. The first two parts was an actual sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the camera angles and all the stuff, you was like, yeah, this is a sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
The other part, you looking like, okay, this is some stage shit right here. Cause, you
what
know,
you mean?
I mean, okay. You made a sex tape. I made a sex tape. You know how hard to get the camera angles right and stuff like that? It was like I had to put the camera up here and try to adjust stuff and da da da. So it was
but
like,
I mean, what's the point of making a sex tape if you can't really see what you're doing?
No, but I'm just saying though, it's like, but it's not professional. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like,
so you felt like their tape looked professional.
The one that they eventually released, oh, yes, okay. It was definitely like the last
right.
couple parts of it. It was definitely like, okay, someone did some editing and did some splicing and stuff like that
yeah.
to make sure it's professional. But
I mean, if you're going to release the shit, release it good.
Yeah, but I'm looking like at this time, at this day and age, like, you know, when Kanye West, when he was talking about her, it was like, you know, my daughter would never be in Playboy. Do you know this man made a lyric that he was like, what was it, the song Click came out about almost 10 years ago? Well, mm-hmm. He made a lyric, this near y'all, this is... The perfect example of like a marriage doomed to fail. What'd he say? My girl's a superstar, all from a home movie.
That's not Click. That was
Yeah, it's called Click, yeah.
Oh, I know. Okay. Click.
Q-U-E, yes.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm just saying, but you're acknowledging that, you know what I'm saying, your girl's a superstar all from a home movie.
Yeah.
So you're acknowledging that, okay, she became this because of a home movie, whatever. You can't get mad, bro. Like when you met
yeah,
her,
you that's knew a bipolar what, episode.
You
so
knew,
is he really mad?
You knew what she was when you met her. You know what I'm saying? Like so.
It doesn't count because he was going through an episode.
Okay, Kanye. I love you. No homo. Fuck your episodes, bro. Because you have because he has the resources to survive this stuff. I see crazy people all the time in Atlanta walking around talking to themselves, and there's nobody there to help them. You know.
But
what
you
I'm
know
saying?
How it is. You think that you're doing good, so then you get off your meds sometimes,
no.
And you.
The, you can see on his meds.
To his detriment, you said that he has the money to get the help, but that's also to his detriment because if you work for me, I could be like, shut the fuck up, and go about my business. Nobody can make me do what I want to do, especially if I'm paying your paycheck. And then, you know, so I feel like it's to his detriment almost, just like any other.
To have money? Have resources?
Because you don't have to listen to anybody. Yes, it's great to have the resources to get the help that you need, but at the same time, you don't have to listen to these people, which it seems like that's probably what he wasn't doing, is listening to these people.
So he's in Wyoming. Hold up.
One thing I will say, though, I thought about that whole Wyoming thing, and you had mentioned, I think you had mentioned him moving to LA and the family, and Kim didn't want to leave, yada yada. But I'm like, maybe some of him is sane, because you think about Wyoming, it's not a celebrity town. You're mm-hmm. not, it's not filled with paparazzi. You could just go somewhere, be yourself,
live your life,
right. And so to some degree, I feel like maybe he's just trying to escape all of that in LA. And I mean, it's unfortunate because your wife, her show, and her family, yada yada, is based out there. But I think that subconsciously or / consciously, because I don't know which conscious he's in.
Well, yeah, right.
Right. But it's like he's trying to, you know, get away and get that sense of normalcy prior to all of this. And I mean, you think about like anybody who gets with Kim Kardashian or anyone who gets with Beyonce.
Anybody.
Or, you know, these icons or high figure celebrities or whatever, your life is going to completely change no matter who you are. Like when Jay-Z and Beyonce is together, everyone is like Beyonce. Meanwhile, Jay-Z is a superstar or icon or whatever in his own right. So it's like you have to get used to the
good
things. Mm-hmm. You got to get used to more of a celebrity status than what you were already, even though you are great. I think Kanye West is a great artist.
So, okay, so this is one of the situations where, okay, so obviously, you know, with me, we'll sit there, we're talking, we'll be like, you know, one day we'll become famous or whatever the case may be. Would you want that constant pressure of every day someone either got a camera in your face, a microphone in your face, like you have to be flawless?
Yeah, 24/7. Every day.
Like 24/7, you know what I'm saying? Like it's only 24 hours in a day, so you got to be flawless like every day. When do you ever have a chance to just breathe? It's like,
maybe that's what he's looking for.
Well, I mean, but unfortunately, if this is what he wanted, he should have married either A.
The girl that he broke up with when his mom died. Yeah, I mean, not his mom died. When did he break up with her?
He was actually dating a girl, but she was a regular black chick. Not
right.
A regular black chick.
Because he was dating Kim when his mom died, so.
Yeah.
I think, album it was.
The girl that I'm talking about,
I know, he was engaged to her.
He was engaged to her. She was a regular. She was that chick when he was sleeping on the couch. You know what I'm saying? Regular black chick. You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. And of course, he dumped her and got with
Amber.
And then he dumped. Well, I think Amber started fucking around on him. And then he ended up being with Kim or whatever. But if he wanted to escape that pressure, I mean, you should have just married you a regular chick. Been Kanye West. In public, but then being gay.
But Kanye West has an ego. If you haven't noticed,
he has a big fucking. I mean, but if you're good, like to me, I got an ego. Like I think can't nobody touch me on the mic. Pause. But
I won't touch you.
You got to pause when you say certain stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's sad. This culture now. You got to pause. I don't think nobody better than me. You know what I'm saying? Like I can sit here and say, I ain't gonna toe to toe with Dan Rather.
I don't know who that is.
Oh yeah, that's like one of the best news broadcasters like ever. Him walking.
So you gonna go toe to toe with him rapping?
I can go to toe to toe with anybody.
Oh, so let's spit a bar.
No, I'm not talking about rapping. No, so I'm talking about rapping. I'm talking about weather. I'm talking about like I can sit there and be like, hey, I can connect with people. So I don't think there's anybody out there that can do what I do. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like,
I'm not sitting there rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she's over here checking her phone, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, But the point being is, if you're successful with something, yes, you're going to have an ego. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but I think that his ego was just that I'm the best, therefore I need the best, and this, that. And also...
But how do you know Kim the best? Okay, I'm not going to be funny. Let's get to the sex tape. The sex tape was horrible. Okay, the sex tape was horrible.
Yeah, but she was also young. People get better in
her
time.
Her head skills were just ridiculous.
People get better over time. Hopefully.
Okay, let me tell you something. If I'm not good at eating coochie, I'm not about to sit there and put my bad coochie eating skills on public display, okay? You know,
Black China did.
Her shit was horrible, too.
I don't know
too.
What that was.
That was the horriblest head job in, like, life. I'm thinking to myself, like, bro, she gonna have to fuck for at least 2 hours for you to bust a nut. That was horrible.
Yes. That was so stupid.
I mean, why is that, though? Like, okay, here's the thing is, cute people think they can just be lazy in bed. This is some personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful or cute people think they can just be there. I'm cute. Hey, look, like, that's it. Like, really? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I mean, it's Kanye, wherever place you're in right now, brother. I would never advocate for divorce. But maybe you need to go ahead and just like, hey, Kim, you know what? I'm gonna pay this child support. Next however many years, you know what I'm saying? But
one thing I like about that family is it seems that they don't believe in child support. I don't believe in child support, and you don't hear anything about any of those men not taking care of their children. Not one of them, except for Rob, and I feel like that's your fault because you got involved with someone who you knew.
That was horrible. That was horrible decision making.
Right. Horrible. You knew that was going to be messy.
That was bad decision making. I was like, bro.
Right.
Bro, why? She can't suck dicks. So
oh, my God.
I'm going to tell you something, man.
Maybe he doesn't like that because he was fat. He were.
So I'm listeners, don't ask this question, right? What, you know what? I have to say, I do have some homeboys that they don't like head. That is,
but I mean, sometimes you're not comfortable with your body either. So he was a big guy, so
he didn't think that she got with him just for it was not a purely love. You know what I'm saying? Like,
here's what I can say. I mean, I do think that just like with the whole Jada Pinkett and August Alsina thing.
Oh God, Jesus, here we go.
Right, I don't want to talk about that, but that's the point bullshit. Is just that sometimes people get together under odd circumstances. Shit happens. It does. It happens. Look at Joe Biden's son and the wife and the son-in-law, whatever. His son died. His other son was comforting his sister-in-law, and then they ended up getting married, I think. And so...
Ooh, that's gotta be awkward at, like, Christmas?
You know, so, like, shit happens. And I feel like for me, as a grown adult, shit happens. I'm not one of those people that would be like, oh my God, but that's his brother. I mean, yeah, it's odd. But if that person is comforting you and you're vulnerable, sometimes people do let their guard down. Now, it's up to you to keep your guard up, especially in that circumstance. But
he kept it up all right. Kept it all the way up. Like,
I feel like with Rob, you know, somehow they got close and here you are. But he's the only one who made a wrong decision. But the bottom line is, I feel like the females, all of them, because, yeah, all of them, except for the Kendall, the model, all of them have children.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't hear shit about baby daddy drama. And it's interesting because do feel like that for some reason, and not to bash black women, because I'm a black woman,
you
obviously.
Are a black woman. Yes, you are.
But it's like black women are always quick to file child support. Always quick. Last thing. Amongst people that I've spoken to, I'm probably the only person that I know in my circle of people that I speak to that would be like, nah, I don't want no child support.
Well, you know, obviously the government has basically said, you know, I mean, it's made it so easy to like to go and file child support. I'm a firm believer. I agree with you like this. I'm like, if we made a baby, we should be able to work out a situation where we can work something out, co-parenting. You know,
but even
man?
If we can't co-parent, I don't want child support for
why?
Me.
Why? Right. Because I could use some child support and I was growing up, boy.
I mean, I feel you, but for me personally, I feel like, yes, we both made this baby together.
Mm-hmm.
And it is our responsibility, but I'm not about to make no grown man take care of their child. I'm not going to go through the court system to try to get you to do what you're already supposed to do. I got this. Yes, my child needs their father. Yes, it would be nice for you to come around and spend time. I'm serious. I don't have time to deal with the bullshit about going back and forth to court to take you. I'm not going to be blowing up your phone. Where you at? I need this. I need that. And last thing, if I'm going to have a baby with you, best believe that I can take care of that baby by myself, because I'm thinking about what ifs. Nothing is certain.
Okay, so let me get you straight. Are we in a twilight zone right now?
What you mean?
Because you're like, I will not file child support. I'm in the belief of, like, listen, if you're out here and you make this baby, whatever the case may be, because child support is for the support of the child. What else can happen? You might, because you hope, like, I hope we be together forever.
Of course. Raise the
child. Nah. But if you don't, it's for the support of the child. And so many black women have got, and this is the issue that we're having right now with black, you are the this, you are the picture right now. You are the picture.
Take it.
Of just take all this picture, what she got Thank going you. On right now, of why black women said this, I don't need a man. I can do
and
it
no, it's not about not needing a man.
No, it's not, I can do it on my own.
It's so not even about that. You. Well, I shouldn't have to make you though.
Make you, have to pay child support and blah, blah, blah. Okay, see, what you have done and what black women are doing right now, you are giving the man an out. You're giving him an out.
It's not my job to hold nobody responsible. I'm not your mom. But the whole, I ain't your mom. And it's, though, and it's a problem if your mom don't know how to raise you to be responsible. That ain't my problem. Right?
It was like this girl I work with. She was like, she was with this guy for like so many years or whatever. He came from a two-parent household. Mother and father. Been married forever. She told me he was pregnant. He flaked the fuck out. Like, oh my God, what's going to happen? So his son, how old did his son? Her son just turned 6. So she was not going to put him on child support, blah, 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 blah. He flaked out. She put him on child support. They is scarring his ass right now. I mean, I think they're taking like $700 every 2 weeks. I'm looking like, oh, girl, I was like, what? But the crazy thing is, and his dad is like, I don't know why my son is doing this, because he was like, he wasn't raised like that. He wasn't raised. He said, we were together. But it's like some being got this personal this thing in their head, like, oh my God, I got a kid now, and this. Now, mind you, I'm only getting her side of the story, two sides of the story now. So
of course.
So we don't know what's going on. But I would tell you this, listeners.
Don't listen to him.
You, listeners, when you give, for some reason, you might give a man an out, he'll take that out and say, oh, I don't need to be around, because she's going to do it all her own. Oh my God. Listen, if you're making babies out there, take care of. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. You should take care of your responsibilities.
Work it out with the mother of your child. I hate saying baby mama. Work it out with the mother of your child and say, listen, we're not together. What's the best way we can co-parent?
I agree. But in the case that we cannot co-parent and you don't want to be around, you don't want to pay, I just feel like I don't want no parts of being involved in the government system as well as...
And do not get out.
Right. And then that was the next thing I was going to say. As well as... So now you're paying child support. What if you miss a payment? What if you lose your job? There's all these things that happen and triple down effects. So now you miss a payment. Now you lost your job. You're still on child support. Even though they'll say that, oh, we'll try to work with you. But that they're still charging you whatever amount your child support is. And then when you get your new job, now they taking money out and back pay. And then, you know, like, if you still can't pay, then you lose your license, you go to jail, like...
Oh, you're going to jail.
All these different things, and it's very counterproductive, in my opinion. So, but overall, it's not even about... I get what you're saying about accountability, etc., and that makes sense. But me personally, I just don't have the time for it. I don't care to deal with any of that. I'm going to speak to you. Hopefully the person that I'm dealing with is responsible enough to where we can talk and figure this thing out amicably. And if not, then that's cool. You don't have to worry about me blowing up your phone, trying to track you down. I'm just not that type of woman. I can take care of my own shit, like, just like I can take care of it now. And that will always be the case. Even if I lost my job, I would do what I gotta do to make sure everything is
good. Oh, we know you would definitely do whatever you gotta do, boy.
Right, and that includes stripping, hey, sucking dick, hey, we do, fucking, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Two for 20 special, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell y'all a child support story.
Just kidding, yo.
I'm gonna tell you a child security.
Go ahead, tell us.
Child support story. It's at a homeboy. This was out in Indianapolis. I lived, never moved to Indianapolis, y'all. There ain't shit up there. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Antoine's homeboys.
My homeboy was up there. So I went to court with him, child support court.
Damn.
And so
how much did he owe? Like, why was he there for?
He was catching up with his child support, but it was one of the court mandated things where you gotta go there.
Oh, and like talk to the judge, like, oh, this is what I'm doing.
So what happened was he had went to jail before.
And that fucks you up.
And so what happened was he went to jail but he had lost a job. So he was down in luck with us. He had back child support. So he goes in there and he's like, hey man, come with me. Because the last time I came out here,
he got locked up.
He was getting locked up.
And nobody knew.
And so nobody knew. His car got towed. Yeah. It was just a bad situation. So he said, come out here because case something happens, I can give you my keys. I had his keys. Matter of fact, I had his keys, I had his wallet, I had everything on me. So
his social security number so you could file child support.
So I can go and get his ass out of jail and some shit pop off or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So we go in there and we had to sit to wait to the docket to get to him.
Yeah.
And it was, okay, man, let me tell you something. Adjust my phone. If you owe back child support, go into court looking like you're homeless, like you have nothing. Like, don't cut your hair. Go to get some raggedy shoes. Like, go in there like you look like you have eaten like a week, like a bum. These dudes go in here, fresh haircuts, J's on their feet.
That's true.
So they're sitting there, and the prosecutor's like, well, they're like, well, I'll just do Jason, they're talking. Prosecutor said, hey, like some pretty nice shoes you got on your feet right there. You're like, how much was those shoes? Stupid ass dude was like, oh, I paid about $150. He said, so that's $150 that could have went toward the child support, right? So then they was like, so how much can you pay today? He said, I ain't got nothing. The judge was like, so you don't have money for child support, but you got enough money to pay for $150 shoes. So what they did, they politely escorted him over to the little bench, clink, clink. He said, well, 7 days.
But see, like, what is that going to solve?
Then another guy, 7 days.
So me sitting in jail is me not making no money.
What the fuck? So then one guy comes up here he brought his boss with him. And his boss was like, listen, he's a hard worker. He worked overtime, you know what I'm saying? But he's like, but the guy, his license suspended. So he couldn't.
He has a hard time getting to work.
So he couldn't. Because Indianapolis, they suspend your license. They'll put a lien on your car. They'll put a lien on your house.
You can't get no passport.
You can't do anything.
Depending on how much you're behind. So in general,
his boss was like, I wanna be able to put him on a truck, cause that way he can. The dude was making like $15 an hour, but said if I can make him a supervisor, he'd make like $20-$25 an hour.
Right.
And he was like, He said I wouldn't be here if I didn't believe in this guy. The guy was like, listen, I know I'm behind. I'm making payments. Blah, blah, blah. So the mother, the judge, I want to talk to the mother. The mother gets up. Hey,
are these people black and white? We need some context.
The guy was black. The mother was white. The mother gets up there and said, hey, you know, da da da. She's obviously bitter about the situation.
Mm.
And the mother was like, he don't need his license back. Cause all he's going to be doing is chasing hoes. I guess they had issues with that. He's going to be chasing hoes. He won't come see his kids. And the judge, the woman, was like, ma'am, you do recognize he makes more money. He can get caught up on this child support. And she said, if he makes more money, I can up his child support to help take better care of your kids. It's not about him chasing women or anything else. It's about the children. She was like, no, he don't need his license.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, the judge was like, no, I'm not going to deny the kids this. So she said, here, this is the court order so they can get your license reinstated so we can do XYZ and we revisit the situation 6 months. So she said, sir, I'm gonna let you know your child support will probably go up because you're making more money. But she like, but that way you'll be able, she's, I'm a raise it so you can catch up. So you won't have to go back to jail. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So she's like, I'm doing it. And she's like, ma'am, you gotta stop being so bitter about the situation because it's all about the kids. And the judge like, thank you, Your Honor, blah, blah. And I had to look at the woman like, what the fuck, the fuck? I had never seen that. So, man, not only, I'm being serious now, you have to be careful about who you lay down with that baby.
Yes.
Man. And recognize your actions can have repercussions.
Forever.
Forever. Because this judge would have been an asshole.
Ever.
What he could have done, he could have said, I'm not giving you a license and I'm going to raise your child support. But she was like, cool. So you just got to be careful about who you have babies with.
But let me ask you this question along the lines of child support.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like how much is enough money? When two people, working people, regular jobs,
nothing crazy,
live together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like for instance, this household. So we live together. We make enough money to cover the expenses in this house.
Good stuff.
You know, I know that my living expenses in this house would be the same whether I had
him or not,
a kid or not.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Whether gotcha. I had one child or
10 kids.
It's, well, not 10.
But I'm just saying, but basically, whatever it takes to maintain this house.
Correct.
It's going to be the same whether you have a child or not. Okay.
Right. So I feel like that's a given. Okay. Now, yeah, maybe your light might electric bill might fluctuate a little bit. How much do children use outside of the norm? I sometimes leave my lights, TV on all day, all night. You know what I'm saying? So how much do they really use? And maybe this is just me. But so then aside from that, I feel like the only additional items that you're buying when you have a child, and maybe you need to get an extra room. Let's say you had a one bedroom. Now you have a baby, so you're going to get a two. Okay. But outside of kind of, for the most part, living arrangements, for the most part, you have to buy extra food. Mm-hmm. How much extra do you really need to buy?
Well, the way the course is set up, y'all, is the course basically say that the child should live the way the father lives. So
but we should be splitting this in half. And I feel like it doesn't work that way.
Almost definitely not. But you got to recognize the system is antiquated only because...
And so you want me to put my man on child support?
No. But you got to recognize the reason why child support was even instituted because so many men back in the day weren't paying child support. And there was no way to enforce it. So you had so many kids out there that were getting no help from the father. And so the system hasn't evolved to catch up to it. It's basically like it's still back in like the early 80s when Janet Reno was the
district attorney.
She was the, what they call it, for the state of Florida? The state attorney for Florida. She basically got the ball rolling on child support. She got the whole liens on your, you know what I'm saying? She basically got the whole thing so where it made men pay child support. And it just spread nationwide. But it's antiquated. The system basically is like, it's just this one thing instead of just saying, okay, well, if the mother has full custodial custody of the child or whatever. So, okay. So let's say for me, if I was living in downtown Atlanta with a $2,000 a month apartment and I made X amount of dollars, the court would say your child should be paying the child support for the way that you live.
But what about the mom?
They don't care.
And see,
about
that's what doesn't make any sense.
And they don't care about that. They're saying if you're able to pay $2,000 a month for yourself, you should be able to pay $2,000 a month for your child.
Right, which doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense. But the whole
is why I would never put you on child support. It's not fair.
But the whole point of the matter is that the whole point of the matter is the system hasn't caught up to everyday life.
I mean, the whole system hasn't caught up to black people. So none of it makes sense. You know, I just feel like it should be fair. I do think that, yes, if you have full custodial rights of your child, it is a burden on the parent, whether it's a mom or a dad, to have this child 24/7, deal with the emotional well-being, health, whatever it is, all day, all night, gotta go to school with them, whatever it is. I get that. And it's unfortunate. Hopefully, you can have somebody that you could have 50% custodial rights or whatever the case may be. But at the same time, though, it just doesn't seem fair that a lot of men, unfortunately, get the short end of the stick in regards to payment. And, I mean, obviously, if you're making lots and lots of money, then by all means. But, again, I think that, in general, it should just be fair. I'm a fair person. I'm very fair when it comes to just about anything that I do. And plenty of people can speak to that. And I would be fair to my child's father as well. And maybe that's to the detriment of myself, but I just want to be fair. I want to do what I think what I would like you to do for me. So I would be fair to you.
When Puffy, that's Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Brilla, what the fuck he calls himself nowadays. When he had his first son by Missa Hilton, he was a hairstylist. His child support payments were $10,000 a month.
Yeah.
So in a year, that's $120,000. The baby was a baby.
Not doing nothing.
Not crawling, not doing shit. What does a baby need with $10,000 a month? But he wasn't supporting the baby, he was supporting the mother.
Right.
Now, I thought that was bullshit. I'm looking like, well, if I'm supporting my child, my money shouldn't be supporting you.
Right.
You know, I said $10,000 a month. God damn, this was back in the 90s. That's hellaloo. You're talking about $120,000. He was paying more in a year than what two couples might make combined together. And I'm looking like, so let me get this straight. So what does a baby need with $10,000?
I guess Gucci sneakers and stuff.
fucking
Gucci and FML.
Fucking black people, man.
Yeah, you're right. Here's the other thing that I will say, though, which is maybe a little bit contradictory,
FPP, fucking black people. It is, man. I swear to God, like fucking black people. Like,
I think that what's his name? Offset.
Oh, he's fucked. He is.
Why? Because he has four kids.
He is.
Well, clearly, I mean, I feel like, listen, you can have all the kids that you want.
I'm telling you, okay, the Migos, okay, Offset is 28, 29, probably some shit like that. Okay, his youngest daughter is just turned 2. He has 16 more years before she turned 18.
Yeah.
Right? He has 3 other kids. He has a girl, he has 2 boys and a girl. So he has a total of 4 kids. Okay. Listeners. They're all the old rappers. LL Cool J gotta be the only old rapper that I know of, okay? Now, listen very carefully. Shanti, listen to what I'm about to tell you right now. Please, follow what I'm about to tell you right now. You sitting here blowing all this bullshit money on cars and all the fuck shit you got going on. What's gonna happen when you're a 35-year-old rapper? There are no 35-year-old rappers.
Yeah, so okay. 2 Chainz got popping when he was like 35.
You heard anything about 2 Chainz?
Like, Rick Ross. But see, here's what I like to think.
Yeah. Go ahead. It's fine, please. And then I'll get back because I'm like, let me figure we'll get you. Okay, the reason why I'm
You saying, interrupted me.
I'm saying, is because, okay, he has 4 kids. I don't know how much the child support is. I don't. Whatever it is what it is. But what is he going to do in 10 years when he's 38, almost 40 years old, and he's not on top of the world right now? These child support payments are not going to go away. They're still going to say, hey, this is how much you will state to pay back in this time. This is how much you still got to pay. So if you're not making that money you were making before, okay, let me tell you something. God, I hate to say I'm about to just off topic. This is what I mean. Right? I hate to say it like this. Rock and roll stars can afford that shit. Because a rock star can have, like, what rock star is still rocking at, like, 50 years old? A gang of the
Ozzy
motherfuckers.
Osbourne. Yeah. But that's just because of the culture. But black people culture, made it to where that, oh, because you're 35, you're old.
You're old as fuck.
That's
so
our problem.
That's our culture. Like, I could be a rock star at 18, have 10 kids, but I could still be on tour at 50 and still sell out, like, YouTube. Them fuckers 60 years old. They're still selling out stadiums. They're not worried about money like that. You can't be a 60-year-old rapper. What is Offset going to do 10 years from now when he's, whatever he's
doing?
Yeah,
but Jay-Z's a 50-year-old rapper.
But, okay.
He just released an
but
album.
But he's
like,
one
of... An anomaly?
But he's one of...
Anomaly, my
he's
bad.
He's one... Yeah, he's the Neo. He's the anomaly. You know what I'm saying? So he can afford it. But I mean, but Jay-Z is... He's a business unto himself. Offset is not.
Yeah, but we don't know what business ventures, just because they're not...
I don't know what he won't, but I'm just saying I feel sorry
for him. I'm saying we don't
him.
Know what he has, just because they're not, what is it, popularized or whatever. Publicized, thank you. Publicized.
Publicizing.
That doesn't mean he's not doing whatever he's supposed to do, but my point in mentioning him was just that he has said that with all his children's mom, which I think he has 3, aside from Cardi B.
Cardi has 1...
Well, everybody has 1.
No, he got 4. He got 4 baby mamas.
Right. He has 3, aside from Cardi.
Yes, he got 3 baby mamas.
And so he said that he bought... Everybody has a house. They got a car, you know, and he makes sure that everyone's happy. And he seems like a civilized person. And so this was to your point about the 120,000 child support with Diddy. I think that, you know, if you do have the money like that, I do think that if the mom is happy, then your child is happy. So that's very important. I do think that, I mean, unless you want to take care of this mom, then I do think that she should go out and get a job, you know, and pursue whatever she wants to pursue or whatever. But, and I feel like it's, I don't know what Diddy's relationship was with Kim and, you know, after they broke up, but it seemed like, and she had some business...
Oh, that shit was straight. It was like, Kim was like...
But no, what I'm saying is, after they were not together, what was their relationship? Meaning that, were they still... Because it seemed like he was still...
They were still fucking. Cause...
It seemed like he was still taking care of her.
Yeah.
Which, you know, and so my point is just that you want to always... If you have the money, which clearly he does,
yeah,
you want to make sure that your kids are straight. So why wouldn't you put in additional money to make sure the mom is straight? And granted, their relationship is different. They've known each other for forever. Yeah, whatever.
That shit was weird as fuck. Cause, you know, because they were going on vacation with Kim and Cassie going on vacation at the same time.
I mean, I don't see anything wrong with... I don't.
okay, I'm not going on vacation with my ex and my whoever I'm with right now.
I feel like that's a sign of, if there's nothing going on between y'all two, that's a sign of maturity. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, or maybe Cassie was okay with that.
Cassie, but she escaped. She escaped the matrix. I'm just saying.
Maybe she was okay with it. I just think, I feel like if there's communication, so if y'all are still fucking, whatever the situation is, if we're communicating about it and I could be like, you know what, I'm okay with that, then it's good. You know, one size doesn't fit all when it comes to relationship. And so, but the point is that I think that he did a great job at trying to make sure that the moms, like, I felt like for me, I've only heard his name in the media in regards to child support probably once, maybe twice, all these years.
All set?
Diddy. You barely heard anything about him about child support, with the exception of those one or two times. But like Offset said, you know, if you making sure that everybody's straight, to a certain extent, I'm not going to buy no Bentley for you. You can't even afford the insurance. You know what I'm saying? Or to get the car fixed. But I would make sure that my kid is taken care of. And I feel like, why do you need to have a $5 million mansion just because I have one? I work hard for this $5 million mansion. So, yeah, when my son come over, he can chill and do whatever it is that he got to do. If anything, I'm probably already paying for health insurance, paying for school if there's a private school. I already got you the car, yada, yada. I'm paying for school clothes. And then when at school clothes, I'm not taking him to Walmart. I'm probably taking him some buy fancy shit, whatever the hell he want to buy, whatever the hell he wants. You know, I'm probably going to end up paying for college, all of it. You know what I'm saying? So to a certain extent, I have to foot all of this anyway. But
I read an article about him, and he was talking about his baby mama stuff. That his first son, he knew about his first son.
Know about the daughter.
The daughter he did not know about. Until the old girl came back and was like, I had a daughter. He was like, what the fuck? He got the pregnant. Because it was like, damn, you didn't know? He was like, hey, man, I was out here doing what
that
I was
doing. That kind of happened to me before.
Was that? but he didn't know, so it was like, And it was even with Culture, when Cardi found out she was pregnant, they was asking like, you know, should we get an abortion right now? Because, you know, at that time she was just getting ready to
Understand like why she, but clearly that didn't affect her. And I feel like for some people, I guess it doesn't affect you.
And it was funny because when she did the little Saturday Night Live thing, the Saturday Night Live, when she did her, and she showed that she was pregnant, it was like it really boosted her, like, oh, like, okay, she I ain't doing whatever she's doing. He's handling his business. He's handling his business with
He's trying to be a good dad and do what he got. I think that especially today's rapper, you can't be a rapper and not have your financials.
You can't.
Because I feel like it's just too hard, too easy to not have that taken care of, or to not have your money diversified and et cetera, et cetera. There's too many people to help, especially in the industry. Mm-hmm. I feel like Jay-Z is a great mentor, and he's definitely, you know, try to reach out to other people to try to help and school them on what needs to be done. But
You know, Aretha Franklin, if she's funny, they say if she do a show, she had a purse on the stage. You know why she had a purse on the stage, right? Because she was like, in the beginning of her career, she would go perform, and she wouldn't get paid. So she was like, fuck that. Like, before I even go on the stage, give me the check.
She would forget.
And so what she would do, when her purse had a check on the stage. Mm-hmm. So she was like, well, I have a check now. Let me go out here and do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these people out here, man, they don't recognize, you know, it's so easy. Because, okay.
I guess except Meg Thee Stallion, who wanted to change her contract, though. That I don't understand.
Well, because
I'm not Team Megan on that, because I just think that,
well, obviously when she first on, like, okay, if you're Shantae, and you are an unproven commodity, I'm bankrolling everything. I'm bankrolling studio time, bankrolling studio sessions, I'm bankrolling photo shoots, I'm bankrolling all this stuff, right? So obviously I'm not gonna sit here and say I'm gonna throw away $200,000 and not try to get my return. She blew up. Well, holy shit, Megan, you blew up. But that still means you signed the contract in the beginning, because I'm taking all the risk.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna take her side.
No. Think about it. You know what? I tell you, rapper, listen. Unless you bankroll everything yourself, you can't get mad when you can't get mad when it's like you blow up and you start making money, and the people that bankrolled in the beginning, like, okay, I'm gonna hold to your contract.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? So she can't get mad. What are you getting mad for? No one knew you gonna blow up. Your name was Megan the fucking Stallion. You got a white girl name and you named after a horse. Who thinks a male horse is that? You know what I'm saying? Because you know, a stallion is a male horse.
Yeah.
A filly is a female. Mm-hmm. Why you weren't Megan the Filly? No, you Megan the Stallion. So you a male white girl. You break it down.
That's just like how women call themselves kings.
But the whole point being, like, she can't get mad.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like you signed the contract no matter what type of circumstance you was under. You were an adult. You signed it. And then, you know, you pay your dues. And I also feel like, I mean, yeah, she's popping now. But I, as an older adult, in my old years.
You said older?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like, because when I listen to rap, and I've always been this way in general anyway, but I'm looking for something with more substance. Yes, she's definitely had a few hits that are, okay, yeah, this is popping.
She had, like, what hit did she have?
She had, yeah, Hot Girl Summer, the song with Beyonce Savage. Prior to Beyonce, everybody, that was on TikTok. TikTok made it blow up too. And then before that, she had some, what's his name? DaBaby, whatever the hell that song was called. I forget how it goes.
Dude, thank you. I need you for that shit because I'm like...
Yeah, she had a few, nothing, you know, but I think that... But they were just, like, catchy. Every single song, she talks about the same damn thing. It's nothing different. She's not saying anything. No metaphors. I don't feel like she's not lyrical. She's, you know, so, but...
She's a beautiful black woman with...
I don't think she's that cute.
She got some big titties and a big ass. How much right. more do you need?
I mean,
that is sexist as fuck right now, but how much more do you
Yeah, but I think Nicki Minaj is pretty.
Nicki, have you seen... That's a whole different show.
You don't
right
think
there.
She's pretty?
God damn. Well, okay. She is pretty. Don't get me wrong. She is pretty. But you got to look at it. She's not Nicki she was 15 years ago.
Right.
Take away the boobs, the ass, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like... It's like, for example, have you seen Cardi B without makeup?
Yeah.
Who?
She's basic. Basic as fuck.
Basic, bitch. She's a BB.
You stupid.
Basic. Yeah. Listen.
Awesome. And see, like, Megan, I don't even think Megan's cute with makeup. She's not an ugly girl. She's just not, like...
She's got a fat ass and big titties.
Yeah.
It's a girl I work with. She got her job. Do you want to know why she got her job?
She has big boobs.
She has a big ass and big titties.
Well, good for her, because you got to use what you got to
she
get
got
what you want.
Big ass and big
Players
titties.
Club.
She
hey.
Was dumb. She was dumb. She was dumb as a ball. She was dumb as a pile of rocks. But she
has. You stupid.
No, I'm being right handed guy. She was dumb as shit. Like, I mean, I'm not knocking women, but she has a big ass and big titties.
Right.
And she knew how to wear clothes that accentuated.
I mean, you should if you can get away with that.
But I'm just saying, okay, so we're looking at Meg, Hot Girl Summer, just caught a few bullets, Meg Stallion. I'm sorry, that was horrible. I do not prescribe
condone violence.
5 years I'm just saying, like, she won't be here 5 years.
Well, that was that was my point. I feel like she's had a few hits. I don't think that in 5 years she's going to be relevant. I just don't see how. But then again, I felt like... But here's the thing about Cardi. When Cardi was on Love & Hip Hop, every single musician that's been on Love & Hip Hop, any of the variations of the show,
mm-hmm.
I've listened to, you know, the certain songs. Like, when they'll play it on the show, I'll go and look it up, listen to it, and just be like, do I like it?
Mm.
But I will say, when Cardi was in the studio with, what's his name? Whatever the hell his name is.
What that dude was producing?
DJ blood. Self, I think it was.
Yeah, Self, yeah. She fucked Self, by the way.
Well, yeah. When I was listening to it, I was like, okay, that song sounds kind of good. I like it. I didn't know that she was going to be a star or anything. I felt like, okay, maybe she could be. But nobody from Love & Hip Hop was a star. And according to K. Michelle, she was the only one. But I don't even think... I feel like K. Michelle was kind of already popping or vibrating before she even came on Love & Hip Hop. So, but anywho...
Cardi's personality, what does her...
I agree.
Her,
but you know what's interesting
she
is...
She has an outsized personality that she had fought before she even got on the show.
Right.
She has such an out... She one of them chicks, like, when she walked to a room, she's like a Puerto Rican Mika. She takes over the room, like, she can walk in...
But
like,
it's so interesting because a black woman could be the same way and they'll be ghetto. And nobody will buy that brand. But Cardi can be ghetto, and everyone will buy that brand. There's 1,001 black Cardis out there.
Oh man, there's some Cardis on my side, my neck of the woods right now. You know what I'm saying? But she had her own thing. You know what I'm saying? But she looked, she I don't know. She like, she doesn't do anything for me. But I'm looking like that's just me. You know what I'm saying? She attracts people. Wow, that's crazy. I didn't think when you go with Cardi B, her, you know what I'm saying? It's like she's attract people. She's outside. She's outspoken. She's outside.
No, you're right. But a lot of black women are this way, and how come they're not popping? A lot of black women are rapping, and you know, I guess it's just about timing, the right people, mm-hmm. so on and so forth. But anyway, right. The bottom line was just, I don't think Megan Thee Stallion will be popping in a few years. No,
she's I'm not saying she's a one hit wonder. I think she's 24, 25 now. She won't be shit. I'm sorry, Meg. My bad, baby. I just, you just don't have that.
Yeah, I don't feel like she has
that. Like, Nicki been the game. Let me tell you something. As much shit I talk about Nicki paid, dude.
But you know what? The good thing about Nicki, she wasn't trying to sell sex.
No, she wasn't.
And I feel like a lot of times when that's all that you're selling, it seems as if that's all you have to offer. Nicki definitely was venturing into the pop world as well. You know, aside from just being sex, and most black female rappers, that's what they were selling, aside from Missy. Trying to think of somebody else. Who else is a good rapper? Oh, MC Light. Was she popping in your time?
Negro. Light. Latifah. Yo-Yo.
Yeah, but were these ladies... But these ladies were not to the status of...
No, they were not sexual at all.
No. To the status of Nicki. I feel like Missy is huge.
Nicki
is obviously...
Missy was the first one. Missy's talent. She didn't need to say, I can suck dick or I can ride. You know what I'm saying? There you go. Now think about it. Do you remember when you first heard The Rain?
Yep. That was my video.
Do you remember when you first heard The Rain? I know when I first heard The Rain, I was in by Savannah, Georgia, and the video came on. And I was so blown away by not even the video, but just how she, you know, the beat and her rhythms. You know, so you weren't even looking like, okay, you know, X, Y, Z. You know, like, this motherfucker is dope. You know what I'm saying?
Even just like the Aaliyah stuff, Genuine, yeah. Like just that whole click.
It was the dopeness of the music. You know
the
what I'm
vibe
saying?
Was like, crazy.
Yeah, the vibe was crazy.
I think I'm about to have a 90s party.
Yeah, we're about to do one. We're about to do one. And like, I'm like, because a lot of these kids are recognizing, I got to say kids, because they're not recognizing that, like, you know, when you're selling sex, that's all you got. You know, mind you, Missy Wilson and shit. Remember, she be like, when she had that one song, she was like, that 1 minute man. You know what I'm saying? She would do some 39 then. But Missy was like, yo, this is who I am, you know, either accepted or not. You know what I'm saying? And so it was like, people was like, okay, I'm going to accept. Like, even with Aaliyah, God rest the dead, she was sexual, but she wasn't sexualized. Like, she was one of them chicks, she was like, wow, you know, okay. But her was like, okay, I'm a woman, but I'm beautiful.
She had like tomboy swag.
Yeah, she had tomboy swag. It wasn't like, I'm about to go out here and suck you off behind the stage and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, you know, but these women now, I hate to knock them. I'm not that old negative, man. Like, oh my God. You know, X, Y, Z. But I got to say this. It's like, if that's all you got, then that's how they're going to treat you accordingly. Mind you, Nicki sold, she sells sex.
But like when she first came out though, but it was all like pop.
But she can go toe to toe with bars, like you know what I'm saying. Like she can come at you.
She was having those colorful wigs and think all about sorts it. Of stuff, and then she, you know, transformed.
When she did Monster, you had Rick Ross, Kanye West, Jay-Z, and Nicki. Who was the last person to rap?
She was, wasn't she?
She was terrified when Kanye West said when she didn't know she was gonna be the track. When they was like, "Yo, we got Jay, boom, boom." She was like, well, where am I going? She thought she was going first or second. He said, you're going last. She said she was terrified because she was like, how am I going to come, you know, between, you know, Ye and Jay, and then I'm the last person. If you think about that Monster song, Jay had a good one. Ye had a good one.
Yeah, Jay was all right.
But who murdered it?
Yeah.
Nicki murdered it. You know what I'm saying? And she didn't need...
That's my favorite album.
Yo, Nicki.
My favorite Nicki, Kanye West album.
Oh, that Twisted Dark Fantasy?
My favorite album.
We could do a show. Oh, my God, y'all.
I love that album.
My favorite song was The Blame Game.
I like it, but no.
The blame. Oh, you be like, yo, you say, yo. What do you say? You bought me the watch like Twister. You like that? It's what?
Yeezy.
You know what? In every artist's life, listener fans, listener, in every artist's life, they have something they call their opus. And that is like, that's that one thing that can never be touched. Yeezy, Kanye can make 100 more albums after that. He will never be able to touch that album right there. Because it was it was brilliant from start
to finish. I love the intro to All of the Lights because I love orchestra. Yes. It's just amazing. Yes. I could just play that intro over and over and over and over.
It's like he don't say the devil in a blue dress. Mm-hmm. All of the Lights. Monster. Just like, you know, that was his opus, man.
It was a great album.
If he died right now, that would be his best album.
I feel like best piece of artwork. I feel like that took it to a whole nother dimension.
You know what? It wasn't an album. It was art.
Right.
Literally, it's like you could put the album in like the Louvre somewhere. This is art, and you know, and that's why I'm still. God, oh my God! See, you don't fuck around. Got me memorizing on the album right there. But listen, hold on before we dwell off. I'm loving your hair right now.
Yep, go ahead, say your comment.
No, we were gonna talk about black women hair, but I mean, like,
what's your problem with black women hair? Tell us. I have
a problem with black women hair.
Yes, you do.
I love black women hair.
Go ahead. Say what you got to say. Say what you got to say.
I just can't understand why y'all so.
What kind of hair would you like black women to have?
I don't care what you have.
Yes, you do.
I don't know.
Say your opinion.
I don't care about.
Okay, so if you was dating a girl, I don't know.
You're trying to be political with it. Because you don't want to make me sound shallow. Listen here, y'all. I'm shallow as fuck. I have something with hair. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, that's okay. I feel like everyone's entitled to their opinion. Nobody want to date somebody that they not attracted to or ugly or don't have hair, fat, skinny, fat, short, damn. Whatever. It's the truth.
Damn.
I mean.
I wasn't going to say all that, but damn.
But it's the truth. You know, women have their preferences just like men got their preferences.
Well.
Not everybody's going to like you. Or not everybody's like me. Preference. Right.
Know, like, nobody. You can't be short and old and, you know, with gray hair.
No hair.
No hair at all. Yeah.
Well, no, let me not say no hair. Balding.
Yeah, bald. Yeah.
Balding is worse.
I'm receding. I don't have the balding.
Oh, receding
thing.
Is even worse. Receding.
No. Receding's
worse.
Receding. So, remember we was talking earlier and I was like, about the hair thing or whatever. And I said, I recognized 20 years ago that I like long hair.
Long,
flowy.
Can it be a weave or no weave?
No.
And we're talking about black women. So.
We are not talking.
No.
It's taking me a minute.
But then again, a lot of white women have weave too. So weave or no weave?
No weave.
Why?
I like natural hair.
What do you mean by natural? Okay. Relaxer?
No, hell no.
Oh, I had to put that out there. What you mean?
Okay, so obviously I don't have a thing like, okay, I don't like the long, I don't like wigs. Okay? I don't like wigs. I don't like lace fronts. You know what I'm saying? It's going to stop in a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah, I don't like all that bullshit. I like, if you had like your natural hair and it was like, it could be like in that bullshit, like in Black Panther, when one chick had little twisties and shit like that. I can rock with that right there. I don't like because my issue being it with black culture, why do you want to have hair like white women?
There you go.
Why do you want to have hair like white women? I don't understand that. Like,
I have my hair this way because it's manageable.
But it could be manageable if you just had like your natural.
It's not. Well, you wouldn't know because you don't got no hair, so.
I mean, no, I'm just saying. I mean,
but listen. I have to, when I had my hair out from January of this year until June, and it was a lot to have to do, especially because I work out at least twice a week with a trainer. So it's not even like I'm doing I've had a trainer since December.
What the fuck?
It's not even like I'm doing some bullshit workout. He's black. I support black people.
Okay, I'm just like, oh, I mean, you could have been an Indian dude named Bob.
No, he's black.
Know.
Actually, Vern found him for me. But, But yeah, so I work out twice a week. So I was wearing cornrows in my hair, two cornrows, because I was sweating a lot. Exactly. Sweating a lot, you know. So I can't, unfortunately, black hair, you can't be washing your hair every single day. Why? You can't flat iron it every single day because it's not healthy for your hair. You have to take care of your hair. Too much heat, too much water. Just like, you know, if you...
I can wash my hair every day.
Yeah, but your hair is different. You're not trying to grow it.
No, I'm just saying, like... Like, there's an issue with, like, your hair and stuff.
So, I, so, yeah, like, with, at least with my hair and with a lot of black women, you can't wash too much water on your hair. Sometimes your hair doesn't receive too much water, too much moisture, I guess, if you want to call it. Or if you flat iron it too much heat is bad for anybody's hair, period. Too much heat. You know, so all those things play into healthy hair. And not just length, because length doesn't necessitate healthy hair, you know? So for my hair, I know that I can't flat iron my hair every single day. Yes, I could rock it natural, which my hair is natural. I can wear it natural. But then, because I'm sweating from my scalp, my roots become hard to manage. If I'm going to, and then if I have to go out somewhere, then that's it's going to take me a whole nother hour or two trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to do with my hair? Jeez, how am I really? Going to do this? Yes. It's just a lot doing hair, especially when your hair is natural. I usually wear my hair straight. I've always worn it straight, but I do have natural hair. I do have a curl pattern. I just prefer to wear it straight because it's manageable and it's easier for me. Other people, they may feel like they've gotten the whole natural thing down pat and it's easier for them, and that's fine. But I like straight hair.
I mean, okay, so my thing
curly is... Curly hair is nice, too. But
to my female listeners out there, I just want to just understand for a second. Okay. If you are one of my black listeners out here, okay, on our podcast, too, or whatever, more than just black show, our podcast, so don't
or combos think, with Tweezy and Ty, something like that.
Yes. Do not take this personal. Okay, you know you're black, right?
Who knows they're black? You?
I mean, I know I'm definitely black. If you're a black woman... And you know that obviously you did not come out the womb with hair flowing down to the middle of your back or whatever the case may be. In what world did all of a sudden did they get to the point where black women have to start looking like white women?
I don't feel like black women look like white women because so their hair is straight.
You don't think with the whole hair not to look... That ain't natural to us. It's not. It's like... You know, this cast in Somalia with the curly hair shit and stuff like that. And some Eritrean. You know, what's his name? The dude that got shot. Nipsey Hussle. He was Eritrean. He had the curly hair shit going on. But I mean, but it's not natural. It's not natural to have hair like that. You know what I'm saying? For us Africans, for people of African descent, that's not natural. So why?
Yes, it is. There's plenty. My dad had curly hair. My dad had hair down to his back.
I'm just saying, but down here, I'm looking like, but my thing is like, but I think we're trying too hard to look like white people. Okay,
no.
I don't want to offend our white listeners out here, but you know, because black women hair is a multi-billion-dollar industry.
But there's so many different textures of black women hair. We're not even talking about mixed black women; just regular black women.
Straight mom
there's so
dad
many black women. I had a friend; her hair was down to here, and she had natural hair, and she straightened. It wasn't straight like regular straight. It was just blow dried out. But it was long, and I'm not even lying to you. I'd never seen, up until third grade, I'd never seen a black girl with hair that thick and that long. And that was because her hair was never processed with relaxers or anything.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, I mean, and she was darker than you. Beautiful, long hair. So there's lots of black women out there. As a matter of fact, then somebody else I knew, she was black as well. And her hair was curly, and both her parents were black. Normal, you know, regular black people. I didn't know that if they were mixed with anything, they seemed that way.
It was funny because my ex, she showed me a picture when she was a baby. Her and her sister, they all had like, you know, like curly hair or whatever. Fucking mom, this bullshit.
But that's because people didn't know.
Fuck their hair up. I'm like, oh my God. Like, she left. She said, I had long curly hair. My mom put a... I said, why would you put a texturizer in your child's hair when it's already... You know what I'm saying? It's already...
But it could have not been manageable. And then not obviously not having the knowledge. But I think that a lot of women were straightening up, putting relaxers in their kids' hair to make it manageable. And think about it. You have to get your hair washed. Then you got to get it washed and detangled so it can you can comb through it and all that stuff. And then your mom, after she washes it, now she has to blow dry it out. And then either use, my mom would use the, what's that? A hot comb before we had a relaxer. Hot comb. Like, That's a, it's just a lot. And then you have one, two, three, four girls. So I can understand why when black women were wanting to use the relaxer, not knowing that obviously it was damaging your hair, just like Jerry curls. People didn't know that that was People didn't know that that was what reversible. It was killing your hair.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. It was like and it's I guess it's funny, man. Like y'all spend so much money on your hair and stuff like that. And here's the one thing, ladies, we don't care about your hair.
My man care about my hair. He told me.
Most men do not care. I can't speak for your man, but most men, we do not care about your hair. I mean, obviously, we don't want you walking around looking like, God damn, you know, but it's like, we don't care about your hair. It's like, what was that, the one hair show we get here, like, every year in Atlanta?
Yeah, Barnum Brothers.
They said they lost it. Do you know how much money they lost because of that, that hair show not being this year? It was like $100 million.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second, y'all. They lost, the city lost $100 million because black women could not come here and walk around with their hair.
Yeah, hairstyles and stuff like that.
I was fucking
But hair was important. I feel like hair makes you who you are. It makes you feel confident. Whether you have fake hair, your hair, whatever hair you got, it is a part of who you are, and it makes you feel good. Even if you shaved your hair bald, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's still a style that you're rocking.
I mean, I get it. I guess I'm just the guy that's like, listen, man, throw you in the ponytail, man, let's keep it pushing, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, because no matter what, like, you try to have sex or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, don't touch my hair. You look like, damn.
That's what people said to you?
No, no.
Well, I'm just asking.
I'm just saying back in my younger days.
What, that's what they said to you.
They was like, yeah, don't touch your hair. Mm. Do not touch my hair. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I guess if you're spending a lot of money to get it done and fixed, I mean,
dude, they was like,
I don't want you to fuck it up.
Only that one time I fucked around and grabbed a chick hair and she had a wig.
It came off. What'd you say?
What do you say in a situation like that? I was like, whoops. You pull my wig up. I'm looking like, I didn't know that you had a fucking wig. Why are you just saying
that? Well, that was good that it looked like it wasn't a wig.
That shit was good. She had one of them professional, but when I pulled it off, I was like, whoa, because her hair was like that long. I was like, yeah, man. She had like the little.
You had a ponytail?
No. You remember, I don't know if you remember the chicks in the day that had like that little ponytail. They had like this much hair in the back and a little rubber band be holding on for dear life. She had that shit right there.
Where'd you meet this girl at?
Oh, God. Oh. Well, how long ago that was? 25 years ago?
Wow. Yeah. That's hilarious.
I was in my 20s. Yeah, it was one of those, you having good old times and you pull. And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. I was like, oh.
That's hilarious.
And she was like, oh, my God. It didn't stop her from doing what she was doing, but she was like, oh, my God. So then I put the wig on the side of the bed.
Oh, did you put it back on her head?
No, I didn't put it back on her fucking head. No. No, God, not do that shit. No. But the point being was like, it just blew my mind. Then once I had daughters, and like my one daughter, she taught me how to braid hair. She was like, this is how you braid. So one day she was like, she's how you braid hair. So I learned how to braid hair. So then it got to the point where I could braid my daughter's hair or whatever. It was crazy. I was looking like, what the hell? Because, you know, you got the plaits and you got, yeah, I know I do all this stuff. I know how to braid hair. I know how to, the hot comb and all that shit, man. When you got girls, you better know.
Right. See, it's just a lot to do.
But it's just too much, man. Why y'all just can't be happy with the shit you got? The thing is, though.
But dudes aren't happy with the shit they got. That's why they cheat.
What?
Right. But no, dudes aren't happy with what they have. And I'm not even talking about cheating. But just in general, nobody's happy with what they have. Everybody. What's everybody. Up, right. Everybody has an issue with something. Something. It could be a small thing. But everyone has an issue with something. You want to lose weight. You want to gain weight. Definitely. Boobs not big. Your dick's not big. Your butt's not big. You have hair. You don't have hair. You want hair. You don't want hair. Cut it. Let it grow. Get a weave. Don't.
people just not happy with
you. Want to be lighter, you want to be darker. There's plenty of people who are black who want to be lighter, plenty of people who are light who want to be darker. You know what I'm saying? So So, I mean, people are just not happy with what they have to a certain extent. I'm not saying that they're going to go change their whole look. But to a certain extent, people are just not happy. And they want, you know, either they want something that's easy or convenient, or you're just not happy with your look for real, and you about to go have plastic surgery. And if that's what you want, then that's cool. But just overall, people...
Thank you, Sean.
Also, I feel like, though, women, period, they like variety. And so I could curl this hair every single day and not have, and my hair ain't going to fall out. You know what I'm saying?
So is that's a weave, right? Okay, I didn't want to say the weave. I didn't, y'all get personal about this, you know, weave or wig or whatever. Because let me tell you something. These goddamn lace fronts and shit, these motherfuckers is like, they are off the chain. Like, I'm like, that a weave? That's a wig. How? You seen the videos and shit where they put the, I mean, I'm looking like,
you're so
oh funny. My god.
Yeah, no, that's not for me.
I mean, it was like a helmet. I'm like, that's a wig?
Stupid.
You seen them though, right? It's like a helmet. Like, I saw that she's like,
that's so stupid.
Pulled it on and I'm looking like, why? Because we don't give a fuck about your hair. But why?
It's your look.
You know what?
First of all, don't nobody want to walk outside with somebody who don't look attractive.
No, I'm not talking about we don't give a fuck about your hair like all that. But yes, want you to be attractive. But damn it. You know how hard it is to maneuver around hair and shit? You know what I'm saying? You got to move it off of here. You got to move it off of here. And your face and shit.
Well, I guess maybe that's where the compatibility goes to. So if you don't like dudes pulling on your hair, then find you a dude that don't like pulling on hair. And if you like pulling on hair, then find you a bitch that got real hair.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Then really?
Problem solved.
Problem solved. You got real shit. Pull the fuck out your hair. Damn, like.
Problem solved.
I will keep that in mind the next time that I pull some hair.
That you decide to, right, date, whatever.
Yeah, pull some hair. No, I mean, like, you know, like the person I'm with right now got very pullable hair. Very pullable.
You're so stupid.
I'm just saying, like, her hair is very pullable. It's like, yank, like. It like right there.
See, there you go.
Yeah, it's good. I ain't worry about the shit falling off. You know what I'm saying? Like, worry about the
problem solved.
Problem solved. I will keep that in mind. So, hopefully your hair is like nice and tight. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my hair?
Yeah, because
you know, we don't have those problems.
I'm just saying, that's a good one right there.
We don't have those problems.
That's a good one right there. So, listen, y'all, we have talked about black hair. Ladies, don't get mad about your hair. It's all good if you got a nice little $2,000 bundle. $2,000 in fucking hair.
But hair could last you sometimes up to 5 years.
I'm not paying $2,000 for no damn hair.
If it's going to last you for 5 years. First of all, you know how much money I spent on hair last year?
Probably about $2,000.
Probably. And the reason being was because
I just threw that out there too. Just like shit.
Yeah, probably about. The reason being is, first of all, I went to 3 different people to get my hair done. Okay. And each time I bought new hair. New hair usually runs me about $300-$400.
Now, what kind of you get like the Malaysian? You get like the
Brazilian. Because I like the texture.
So let me get this straight. So you bought someone's actual hair that they cut off.
Right.
And then they made it into a weave.
Right.
It's called a weft. Was it a sew-in?
Was what a sewing?
Is it a sewing? Yes. So they actually sew it into your actual natural hair?
They sew it into the braids, yes.
Okay, so right now what you have on is someone's hair that a year goes on someone's head.
Right. And I mean, you still got to take care of it. What? Well, it's just like a wig.
No, I'm just saying. So it's a Brazilian chick? How you know she's from Brazil? They could have said Brazil. Could be some chick
they
down
could.
The street.
But the bottom line is, I mean, it could be.
Yeah.
But I just like to buy hair that matches my texture, that's good quality and is going to last long. So really, I mean, they could be lying. The bottom line is, everybody could be lying. But as long as when I get it, it do what it's supposed to do, then I'll buy it again.
But you know, the thing is, though, the irony of the situation is, and I want to say this before we go, that endears you more to what mainstream society looks like. Because, you know, like now they're just starting to pass laws where women can wear like natural styles, protective styles for their hair.
Right.
And a lot of women were not getting jobs because they were like, they'll go in and interview.
And you're right. And like, I couldn't go into work with cornrows down, you know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate.
Because your job be like, that doesn't fit the
culture.
The culture of our company. What the fuck? What my hair got to do with what my...
And it's frustrating because being a black woman, you have to conform in order to move up those social levels, especially in white corporate America.
So basically, you got to look like white women to survive in white corporate America.
That's how it feels. This is not why I got this hair. No, I'm just saying. But that's how it feels.
So your job performance and your job performance and whether you're good at your job means, you know, does not play into that. It's how comfortable you're making white people feel about our hair. Why do we gotta make white people feel comfortable about our hair?
Because this is white America.
Or they'll sit there and be like, why do white people always want to touch black people's hair and shit? Especially like natural styles. They're like, let me touch it. What the fuck you touching my hair?
But you know, I could understand someone, if you are genuinely interested and don't know, then I can understand that because you're trying to know, like, can I touch your hair? Because for them, obviously, they don't have the texture hair that we have. We could have really tight curly hair. You see plenty of girls who have curls like this and their hair is down to here when they straighten it. How many white people do you see that have hair like that? Black women have all sorts of different textured hair. And we don't even have to be mixed with anything. And our texture hair is just different, out of this world. Amazing.
But they want to see, I don't necessarily see a white woman like, let me go touch your hair real quick. You know how that would freak my life.
I mean, yeah, it is weird. But again, I think that, you know, just like, I feel like people have to learn about each other's culture. So if you genuinely are trying to learn about black people hair, black people culture, whatever, I'm okay with that. But a lot of times it does come across ignorant, and therefore it feels offensive.
Like, let me tell, like, oh my God, you like your hair. I look like, why? I mean, because like, I'm looking like Keisha. Keisha got a regular black chick haircut. She got a regular.
Who's Keisha?
The mayor of Atlanta.
Oh.
Yeah, we call her Keisha. We don't even call her. Do
we know Keisha?
We know Keisha. Keisha keeps it 100. But she got a regular short. She like, I ain't got time for all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
But think about Stacey Abrams. I feel like the reason why she went and get the VP seat with Biden is because she's not your typical what America would like.
Oh, God, no.
You know? And then also, Stacey
is too black.
I also feel like that's why she didn't get the governor seat, because Stacey is
too black.
Right, because of her look. I have no problem voting for Stacey. I think she's amazing, everything she stands for, so on and so forth. But I do feel like for mainstream, that is not, you know, and again, you look at Obama. He is not, I don't want to say he's not your average black man, because there's plenty of black men who are like him. I guess for people, you're around the way,
dude. Obama couldn't have been Wesley Snipes.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? He couldn't have been.
But he could have been Denzel.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. He's just not your. He's the black guy that people be like, oh, he's nerdy, or oh, he's. Even though he does seem like he's.
You he's know, not threatening. He's not like. He's. You know he's black, but he's not like.
What's up, my nigga?
Yeah, he's not black.
Man, saggy pants.
Obama probably getting it in at the crib, man. You know what I'm saying? But he's not.
No, I don't see him. I see him being like.
Man.
I see him being.
Like what? He's sitting there tapping Michelle, looking like, hey, honey, we're good. No.
No, I mean, I feel like he's cool. Like, he's down, kind of. But I don't see him being like what the stereotypical black guy is.
Obviously, he's not.
And which is why I feel like that's part of the reason why he won. Because back to what you said,
and that made
he
couldn't be
Wesley Snipes running for president.
No, but Stacey couldn't do it because
I feel like because of her look.
Her look, well, just everything.
No, know? I feel like everything else is you know, political. It's good, but her look. You're an overweight black woman with dreads. I guess it is. What is that?
The fuck she got going?
I don't know what those are, but I mean,
if she would have been. I thought Kamala had a chance. If she'd been somebody like Kamala, multiracial,
long flowy hair,
and you know what I'm saying, with Stacey's probably personality and stuff like that, she probably would have got it. Because America would have been like, oh, that's more acceptable. You know,
because Stacey's saying the same stuff, not the same stuff that Kamala's saying, but you know, all of them are saying.
It's the look.
Right, I feel like it's the look, which is why she doesn't, especially Georgia is a Republican state anyway.
Yes,
so,
Republican as fuck.
You know, so I just feel like it's the look. And she shouldn't have to change how she looks to get the job. But unfortunately, that's just what it is.
That's what America is right now.
But I forgot. What was our point?
You was basically going on to the hair thing. You know what
I'm saying? Oh, yeah, her hair.
I mean, the whole thing about the hair. Like, yeah. But it's the whole look. Like, for you... If you decided you're going to be in politics or something like that, you would not be threatening. Intelligent, let me see. eloquent, intelligent.
Until I put my natural hair on.
Eloquent. I mean, but if people were to see them looking like, oh my God, like, okay, you're not a threat. You know what I'm saying? You don't look threatening. You don't look like, oh my God. Like, white people had this thing when they look like, you know, you're not like the others.
Yeah, I've gotten that a lot.
You know, so you're not like the others. So you don't, you're not a threat. Stacey looked like she would tear up some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
yeah, she do look like she can get mad and be like,
and snap the fuck off.
Right,
and
she
that,
does.
That scares her. You know it what does. I'm saying?
And it's unfortunate that, again, you have to play the part. And that's what, obviously, I've been told all my life. And I've seen that all my life, that you gotta play the part, mm-hmm. you gotta be better, and even when you are better, you still gotta be better than better.
Better than the better than the better. You
right,
know
and then when you're there, you still sometimes don't even get what you deserve. But, so it's just unfortunate, but that's white America. Hopefully things change. Who knows what's gonna happen. But yeah, back to your point about hair, it is unfortunate that you can't, because like me and my friends joke around all the time, like, all right, especially when I had some job interviews lined up a while ago, and I was trying to figure out, okay, well, how am I going to do my hair? Do I get box braids? Do I just wear it straight? And I had to strategically plan when I was going to get these box braids around when I'm going to be applying for jobs and interviewing, because, yeah, box braids can look nice and presentable, but a lot of times employers be looking at you like, eh.
You have to go in like you're going. You have to go in with the hair you got right now, a nice pantsuit,
mm-hmm.
Not showing too much cleavage, not being too overtly sexual, a nice pair of heels probably, no flats,
mm-hmm.
And then you got to go in there basically like,
and then know everything and then some.
You have to know their whatever their company forward and back,
mm-hmm.
and be humble. You can't be in there braggadocious. You see the shit we gotta go through,
mm-hmm.
just for a job. You know what I'm saying? Listen here, y'all. I love black women. Y'all go for some shit. Y'all go for some shit.
Yeah, we do. You're right.
I'm not fucking with you. Listen, y'all. We've had a good night tonight. Her dog has woken up, and her dog actually is not barking at me right now. I thought her dog was kind of racist. But it's all good.
She likes black people. Say, I love black people.
Her dog name is Manhattan.
I'm Manhattan and I love black people.
Her name is Manhattan. And she has, like, on this, like, this vest.
It's a bandana.
No, she
got
a bandana.
I was like,
on
you.
The day. She had a bandana on the day. She had the same thing I got on. She got a bandana on the day. Me and Manhattan, we both banging over here.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I had a good time tonight with the show. Let me see. So let's get some things straight where you can reach us out at. This is the More Than Just Black Show on Instagram. We're also on Twitter as the More Than Just Black Show. I'm seeing Instagram, Twitter. What else are we on right now, Shante?
Podcast, wherever you can listen to podcasts at.
The podcast.
I got to check if we're on Apple.
Please give our listeners the with Anchor, the More Than Just Black Show on Anchor.
Well, they could just listen. Yeah, Anchor, but you can also listen to it on Spotify. Wherever you can find a podcast at, you can look for us.
Okay. So a friend of mine. So I'm shouting you out, Tamir, my homeboy Tamir. I know him damn near 30 years right now. So I was showing some shoes on Instagram. And so he was asking me, like, what are you doing, bro? I said, I really got some shoes, you know, XYZ. Then he was talking about, like, you know, the stock of Nike and we should be investing. Listen here, y'all. If you want to invest in something, invest in us.
You're investing yourself.
Invest in yourself. You know what I'm saying? So I'm investing in myself right now by going on Instagram and letting you know how to follow us. Because we're giving you pertinent news. From two different black perspectives.
I'm not black. I'm multiracial.
You are very multiracial. Like, I mean, I knew it from the time
you saw my straight hair.
Yeah, from the first time you sat there and talked about the algorithms and shit, I was like,
no,
yeah.
I don't know where you make that shit up.
Yeah, this is what she is right now. But invest in us. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, we can invest in Nike, but the most important investment you can make in yourself. So I'm investing in myself right now. I'm putting myself out there, and hopefully you will follow us. You know what I'm saying? Shante, you got any news? That's what's going
on
with you?
Invest in yourself. And I agree with Antoine. Invest in yourself and invest in the black community. Buy black, especially when the quality is up to par.
Do you have any black stores that you want to shout out that you have been to lately?
Actually, I had a wonderful experience at Connoisseur Paris, a tuxedo shop in Buckhead.
Nice.
I went there on Sunday with my fiance to look at tuxes. It's owned by a black man. And The quality of suits, they were amazing. It's right at the shops at Buckhead.
And you just send me that. You do. Okay, so listen here. I'm emceeing her wedding, so you did not say Antoine is where we're going to get the tuxes from.
Oh,
yeah, I might need to know that. Like, yeah,
we're going to go back there in November, though. Okay. But,
you do know it's like.
I forgot. I know.
We're getting.
We're going back in November to. We couldn't.
We got 6 months to go, y'all.
I know. It's crazy.
We got 6 months to go. Okay.
I'm going to be off the market for real.
Like she gonna
so
be,
if y'all want to holler at me before, let me give you my number. I'm just kidding.
You were like Mike Jones now. Like, what the hell? You
know 678.
Oh, hey, 212. Like, what the hell?
That was so fun. I called that number because I was living in Georgia at the time.
Did he actually answer the phone?
No, nobody answered.
Fucking Mike.
I remember I was on Kyle Parkway passing by Best Buy and the song came on. I was like, let me try this number.
You actually called his number?
Yeah. It was. I mean, it was in the song. I wanted to see if it was real. Oh my God. But yeah, the tuxedo shop, I liked it, and it was just really nice to see that. First of all, it was in Buckhead at the shops at Buckhead, holding its own along with Dior. I think it's like next to it, Hermes. Really? I think is over there. Yeah, and so, but it's the quality of clothing, just everything about it. I loved it. It's a small little like boutique, and it's just perfect.
What's the name of it?
Connoisseur Paris Tuxedo Shop.
Well, they go holler at him and like, hey man, my friends told me to come up here because I gotta get a tux. It does rentals, right?
No.
I had to go buy.
And the starting price is $400.
To
purchase a tux.
That's the starting price.
Right, and if you want a custom, is $900 starting price. But I'm telling you, like, it's amazing. But
I'm a rent.
I mean, it's a custom. I mean, first of all, it's in Buckhead. What'd you expect?
I'm a rent.
But, yeah, I went there. We had a great time there. But, yeah, the bottom line is invest in yourself. We should all be trying to do something. And
we're doing something. You should be doing something better every day.
This is true.
Doing something better every day. Okay, so I'm Tweezy. This is Shantae. She's ready to go out to eat and go leave. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to go. Probably go grab me something real quick. Her dog not barking me the whole time. I think she's liking me now.
She about to bark.
Yeah, she about to bark. So we're going to go ahead and go. Thank you for following us. Black women, I love y'all. Your hair, got to work on that shit.
You stupid.
Got to work on that shit.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.